This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is November Yankee 4 Golf. That's NY4G. My location is Simpsonville. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio. Elevation of 3,500 feet is at 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line on Caesar's Head Mountain near Highway 276. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated, and this net is operational 365 days a year. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. I want to acknowledge the folks that have checked in through the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society pre-net check-in list. And these are Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, that's Mel in Prosperity. That's Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, that's Pat in Malden. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, that's Don in Piedmont. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec, that's Linda in Piedmont. November 4 Juliet Romeo Bravo, that's James in Greer. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India, that's Andy in Table Rock. Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel, that's Gus in Twilin Gate, Newfoundland. Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, that's Howard in Piedmont. Kilo November 4 Romeo Juliet November, that's John in Brown Summit. November Charlie 9 Victor, that's Leon in Hendersonville. Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, that's Bill in Anderson. Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Golf Hotel, that's Jonathan in Easley. And Kilo India 4 Lima Juliet Golf, that's Robert in River Falls. That concludes the pre-net check-in. I'm going to pause for check-ins from Echolink. Any Echolink stations wanting to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NY4G. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. Any stations wanting to check in, please give your call sign, your name, and your location, and signal whether you want to have a chat with a net control operator after the roll call. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with India through Lima. I'm calling India through Lima. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call NY4G.
Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Well, hope you and the family are well. Please check in with T4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Ariel. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
NY4G. Well, thank you for being here tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
Net control, first to be acknowledged is Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, that's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, James and Sid, and Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, that's Larry, he's in Greer, and along with Donna, his bride, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. Thanks for checking in tonight. Anybody else in the India through Lima group, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Y4G acknowledging Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa. That's Steve in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in, Steve. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, please call NY4G. Through Papa group, Mike through Papa, please call NY4G.
4G. Listening area, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and her daughter, well, she's in West Shoals. That's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Peck, should be negative and negative. Rick and I are in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative.
Plan Y4G now acknowledging Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, that's Lorena, and Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, they're both in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, that's Michelle from Ware Shoals, that's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Anyone else, Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G.
Ken Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Tango Alpha, KM4 OTA, Ken, Kilo Echo November in Seneca, be negative, negative, and short time tonight.
4 NLR November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim Juliet India Mike, location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me negative and negative. Good evening, everybody, over there.
4G. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging folks checking in from the Mike through Papa group. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Tango Alpha, that's Ken in Seneca. Good signal there from Seneca, Ken. Thanks for checking in. November 4, nothing like radio, that's Jim in Greenville. And for NLR, and Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Anyone else, Mike through Papa group, please call NY4G. Go ahead.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4 building, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia.
The suffix on your call sign, the last check-in, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa something, in Pendergrass, Georgia. And also, I think I didn't write down your name, so if you can just call back with those that information for my log.
The last three of the call is Papa Lima Tango, Pendergrass, Georgia.
My 4G acknowledging Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4 PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight. Let's call NY4G. To the next alphabet grouping, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling in. Say good evening to Elvira. Good evening to all on the net, and I will be negative and negative, sir.
I'm 4G. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4, QLG. This is Chris from the Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Well, NY4G, checking in, acknowledging the dynamic duo of N0TR and Kilo Oscar 4 QLG. First was N0TR. That's Tom checking in from Greer. And Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf. That's Chris checking in from Liberty. Anyone else from the Quebec through Tango group, please call NY4G.
Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4 OW Richard Grave, negative and negative.
Please check in. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick. I'm over in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
4G. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Tango, Romeo, Bill, and Calpan. I'll be negative and negative.
Thank you for golf. Net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, acknowledging Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, that's Richard in Greenville. Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, that's Nick in Pendleton. And Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Kilo, that's Rick in Cowpens. Anybody else, Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G. To form to Zulu alphabet grouping, please call NY4G.
NY4G. Hello, 4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on that.
NY4G, acknowledging Kilo 4X-ray Bravo. That's Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That would be really funny if that was a to be determined call sign. That's got to be a call sign that always spurs a discussion of some sort. Thanks for checking in, Angela and Tommy. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu, please call NY4G. Let's move on to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
G. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Even easily, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. TI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. That's Dave and Easley and KI4DOS, that's QMU4, Delta Oscar Sierra, that's Gary and Easley, and his bride, K3JOY, Kilo3 Joy and Oscar Yankee, that's Joy, also in Easley. Thanks for checking in. Anyone else, Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G. And the Echo through Hotel group, Echo through Hotel, please call NY4G.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Ariel. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
4G. Ariel, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, and I will be negative, negative night, Ariel. Thanks.
Control for an approach to meter net. November Yankee 4 Golf, acknowledging Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. That's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in, Harry. Always good to hear you at the back of the alphabet grouping there. Let's open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone anywhere wanting to check in to reach to me on that, please call NY4G.
G. In Kilo, India, 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'm negative and negative and just riding along tonight. Thanks for running the net. 73 is all, KI4GOD.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, acknowledging Kilo India 4, Golf Oscar Delta. It's John in
Simpsonville. Anybody else? Anyone anywhere? Alpha through Zulu, entire alphabet grouping. Please call NY4G.
NY4G.
Quebec 4, Tango, Yankee, India. Ron in Greenville, negative and negative.
Control for Blue Ridge 2-Minute, acknowledging Kilo Quebec 4, Tango, Yankee, India. That's Ron in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight. We're still in the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone anywhere wanting to check in Blue Ridge 2-Minute, please call NY4G. NY4G. Now secure an informal portion of the net with our thanks for the check-ins. Any stations wishing to secure may do so. Since we don't have anyone that's on the actual list, we will stop for check-ins once more a couple of times and see if there are any stragglers wanting to check in, and then we will close the net. So if anyone anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, wanting to check in Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call NY4G. Calling stations out there wanting to check in Blue Ridge 2 Internet, please call NY4G. NY4G, net control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet now. Securing the net, and we will return the frequency back into normal amateur use. Thanks for the check-ins. Good night, and we will please stand by for my net report.
Before Echo Delta Whiskey.
I'm never too late, but I got a question. Over.
Delta Control's still there, and as far as what I can answer it, I don't know.
I'm long enough probably to be able to answer it. If someone is broadcasting on 148.00, is he legal if he has a ham license? Over.
Somebody's broadcasting on 148.000?
Question, is that legal to broadcast on that frequency? Looking at the charts, that's the outside of the ham band. But if you're broadcasting on that frequency, then you're going over it a little bit, I think. Over.
Caught me in one of those technicalities, huh? I really can't say either way about it, but I would think, you know, now FM ain't as bad as double sideband AM, but if there should be any splatter going past 148, there's no question that would be illegal, no doubt.
Hooked up the frequency, and it's apparently a military frequency, over.
Yes, it's illegal. Like I said, on that night, it sounds like you answered your own question, Jen. If it's a military frequency, I know years ago, CAP used to use 148-150, and this was many, many years ago. CAP used 148-150, and they had one or two other frequencies they used to use there, but I doubt they use them anymore, but I think you answered it yourself. Probably you're right.
Wondering, and what would be the penalties if somebody's operating on that one? Because I can see operating on 147.9999, you're not over that. I don't know if anybody does, but I was kind of curious. Over.
That you probably have as much knowledge about that as I do, being that you used to be in Mars. You probably have more knowledge than that. But I would say, judging all that, it's illegal for sure. I don't know the penalty, though.
Oddball things I run into occasionally that I'm curious about. Nothing earth-shaking about it. Probably, but I was real curious about it. Over.
Dog, you're right. It's still legal. What the penalty is, as you say, I don't know. I know about years. Now, this was many years ago. Like I said about the CAP, they used to use analog FM just outside the ham band down there, but I don't know if they still use it or not, but years ago they did, and there's no doubt certain parts
Confirms what I was finding, but I thought I'd ask and see if anybody else had an idea on it. Over.
Well, use those frequencies or not, CAP does. I don't know. I ain't listened down there to try to find out in a long time, but many, many years ago around here, on 148-150, right about the time when this net here starts on Thursday evening, there used to be some chatter on CAP down there, but I don't remember how when that was that I checked that out. It may have been, let's see, it may have been after 2000, maybe in the 90s. I really don't remember anymore, but it was once CAP military.
This is a bit more. I just typed in the number, and it came back military. I may broaden the question a little bit. Over.
Thought to, but like I said, I did used to hear that with CAP down there years ago, down there, just up above that. Now, I don't know. I hadn't even thought. It stays in my scanner all the time, but since that time, I haven't heard anything come up on those frequencies down there, so I don't even know now if they're still using them or not.
I tune in my radio into that and see what happens without broadcasting, but just to listen. I was off for 2 weeks because I had COVID. My wife had COVID, and a week or so before that, I was having trouble pushing the right buttons to get the frequency on this thing to do right. Over.
For LZI5D, that's just like I'm saying about the change. That's just like, I don't know from where you are if you even have any interest in listening to anything about Pickens County, but for the past, I guess, 4 or 5 months, most of the law enforcement over here in the EMS in Pickens County has left analog. And there's others still waiting to leave, but the law enforcement, for the most part, in EMS, has done left analog and went digital over here. And I'm not certain of this, but I think Naxton digital.
Gone to 800 megs, I think. Apparently, if you have the right scanner and the right diagram with snipping out a couple of components will give you access. And, of course, they've got laws against it, but enforcing those is rather difficult. But it used to listen. I've got a scanner here. It's always interesting. I can't get into those frequencies, but it used to be interesting to listen to the fire and police and ambulance to know what was going on. But I think they had too many people playing games with it. Over.
For LZI5D, it also depends on how old your scanner is. If it dates back to 04 or before, they also, I don't remember if it was 8 or 10 years ago, somewhere in that range, they rebanded the 800 megahertz band. Well, when they done that, it made my scanner here that had APCO 25 digital in it obsolete because it was pre-programmed. And the only way to change that is to change the circuit board in it. It's a BC785D. But it ain't worth, you know, the expense to go through all that. So my BC785D that I bought brand new back in 04 is no good on any 800 anymore. It don't matter if it's analog or digital, being that it was pre-programmed from the factory.
Handbook. It's got ham band 144 to 148, and then VHF-HI 148 to 174. But I'm not sure. Well, I see government, that's up in the 400s. And then UHF-HI 806 and up to 956. But that doesn't really say who's allocated them. Over.
JI4LZI5D, well, another thing that I'll tell you that I guess 10, 12 years after I got this scanner, prior to that, 16 to 7175, used to be the Blue Ridge Parkway repeater frequency that they used up there, the government used up there, but sometime long about after that, they left analog FM and they went digital. So that tells you 167.175, that was also more government.
So another page, typical band usage, and 144, 148 ham, 148.010 Mars, 148.150 CAP, and then 148.155 up through a whole bunch of them were military, navy, business, highway, construction, spatial, something or other, business. So a whole bunch of these are like 152.270 is taxi, over.
For LZIVID, just for your interest, being where you are, you'd probably hear more than I'll hear here where I'm at. Those marine, analog FM marine frequencies, we've got bear hunters down here that uses those quite frequently. At the end of October and the first week of November during bear season, I bet up there where you are, you'd hear more on those frequencies about that than what I hear here.
48 plus, over.
It's somewhere in the 156 megahertz range. I'm not looking at a chart right now this second, but what's normally those frequencies are meant to be used out on the water, out on the coast, but around here where I'm at, these bear hunters uses those frequencies quite frequently during that time of year, and of course they're using simplex, but I hear them all around here during that time of year, especially then, within a 10-mile range here where I'm at using those frequencies, when they have their dogs out in their bear hunt.
Gain 161.6 to 162, that's probably what you're listening to. But I think that still requires a license of some kind, over.
I'm talking about the 156 megahertz range. 156. 156 megahertz. I don't remember exactly where, but somewhere in that range. And these jokers around here, they use it just like it was the FRS frequencies. You know, and they're using it simplex. And if, from my understanding, that if you're far enough away from any of those coastal or real, real big lake areas like something Michigan, you can use those as you wish so long as you don't interfere with something. Now, that's the way I understand it.
Entry here is Marine 156.275 through 425. That's probably what you've been hearing, over.
Work around here. When it comes that time of year, those frequencies are busy around here. I can hear them all around chasing after the dogs, and then the dogs are chasing after the bears.
Try monitoring those on this one. Like I say, it's old. I don't know when this thing came out. This is a Radio Shack radio. And I'm looking for a date on here. And, yeah, 1992. So this is a ways back. Over.
Well, all this that these bear hunters use is straight. Any old radio, so long as it's not crystal control, would pick them up. They're using analog FM on those frequencies. The only thing is you got to keep in mind, they're operating simplex. You know how simplex is here on 2 meters? Well, that's how that is. They're operating simplex. You might hear both sides. You may only hear one side. It depends on the power and how the lay of the land is where they're at.
And I'm down in the valley, so I wouldn't hear much. And I don't have anything other than the attached antenna. Over.
During that time, you're just running all around up here in upstate, all over, going up Sassafras, up here at the park, all around here. I mean, I hear them running all over everywhere. You just have to have a good, halfway decent antenna, considering that its SIM plates are using them. And being that they're using analog FM, you can hear them all around.
Send my big loop up to it and see what I get.
Over. I was on the efficiency, but I've had a scanner antenna long up before I had my license here, you know, and a way to transmit. And that's how I found out about amateur radio and detected them, too. But with a good antenna, because most all of them are running radios that does at least like ours do. Minimum, no less than 25 watts in their vehicle. I guarantee they run at least 25 watts in their motor. They may use HT some, but they also use a lot of mobile marine transceivers, because I've seen them on their vehicles before.
It is for them to buy a bunch of marine shops around this area. And nobody will question they're buying it. I don't think you need a license to buy one, over.
As prolific as they are around here, no one questions.
It is not worth the hassle to pursue from a legal standpoint, as long as nobody's being harmed by it, over.
Continues to go on, but right up here and back up and out with you, or it's got to be worse than it is around here, because they got their dogs out here. During that time, it's always the last week in October and the first week in November. That's bear hunting season, and that's when they're out all over scaling the countryside back off up in here.
Okay, that's what it is, because I've talked to people who chase raccoons and stuff, so that's probably some of the people out there chasing bears, over.
Now, there's another set of frequencies they use, too, but they use the marine frequencies primarily. You know of those red dot, blue dot frequencies? I don't know if you know about them or not. I know this happened many years ago. A 150, 160, 250. It's a license-free frequency. I heard one time up here some bear hunters kind of practicing with their dogs with the bears on that particular frequency here one time.
Really running into bear hunters with dogs, but I was running into a couple people who were out hunting coons. They told me they don't kill them, they just chase them up the trees, over.
Well, up here where I am, it's such a big thing. I mean, it's promoted like it, you know, and that is their communications. Primarily those frequencies, mostly, like I said, the marine frequencies, because you have a halfway decent. I've heard them right up here a mile and a half from me up there at the state park one time, because one of their dogs got in up there and they had to come up with a way to get up there and get it without getting in trouble.
Was the dog trapped in something, rather, or what was happening to him, Horace?
Supposed to have dogs, hunting dogs up there in the state park, you know, that you're not supposed to. And this joker was trying to get his dog out without getting caught or getting in trouble.
And he'd need some kind of communication if he's trapped up there, Horace.
They also have means of tracking them by radio. I don't right offhand remember what the frequency is, right offhand, or frequency. It's somewhere up around the 222, 220, or ham band up in there, somewhere in that range up in there, that they use for tracking their dogs.
Some kind of tracker on his dog, and his wife walks down the street, he'll look at it, and it'll tell him the address that she's standing in front of, over.
With PS on them, too. I've heard them around here over time, like I say, when they've been doing it, trying to locate their dogs as well. Just like that got up there in the park and one or two of them is trying to figure out how they was going to do that and not get in trouble, getting a dog out.
Got a dog, and he's got a license. I don't know hunting dogs, but it'd be kind of difficult to say he's a hunting dog unless they've got him loose chasing hunting over.
Yeah, the dog don't know any difference, see, because a lot of that ground surrounding the state park up here is, it's not state park land, but I'm sure people hunt on it, though. Up there on the watershed land up there, I'm sure you're aware of that watershed that's up on the other side of Table Rock. KI-4 LZI for ID.
For 4 Echo Delta Whiskey, yep. I've seen, I haven't really roamed around up there, but I've seen the signs, so.
Down there, they hunt around, all around in the horse pasture up there around Sassafras, and down in there, and they've been known, like I said, around here where I'm at, to a lot of people's aggravation sometimes. Wherever the bear goes, those dogs chase after the bear.
And what happens when they catch up with the bear?
Don't really know other than what will I pick up on the marine frequencies, but it's a very high priority. That's why I recommended you, if it's, when it comes that time of year, listen to it for during those 2 weeks on those marine frequencies. Just remember Simflex. You've got to have a decent antenna, but you should hear something.
I'm going to get back to some stuff here. I'm trying to calibrate my radio and get the right timing, and it's doing some funny things. It says UTC, which is off from what I can tell. I'm not sure how to get it back, so I've got to dig out the manual and see if I can get it back to the right time. Over.
I know about UTC time. None of the radios I got here, I don't think has that capability in it, but I know some does. So, but just when it comes that time, dedicate one of those like you got that you said from 92. It'll pick those frequencies up. Analog FM, you just got to remember it's Simplex and have a halfway decent antenna. You'll hear some of it. KI-4LZI.
Time.gov, time.gov, it's got some pretty good times here all over the world. Over.
4LZI, well, I tune in every now and then, CHU. And WWV here every now and then, getting the solar reports.
A while back told me I was off frequency a little bit, so I went in to see about calibrating it. And when I checked it out again tonight, I think I'm right on the HF. So, but now I got to figure out how to get my time coordinated on this thing. Probably a way of doing it, but I gotta figure it out, over.
But what I got here compared to what you got is an El Cheapo. It's just an IC-718. Now, if it's got that capability, I'm not aware of it.
I'm looking at the 7300, and it's giving me a clock time and then a UTC time, and the minutes are different. And looking on the computer, the UTC time on my radio is off, over.
The 7300 is a fairly deluxe radio. You've got one. Matt, that does the Thursday night net, he has one. I don't remember that other's call sign. It's back toward Liberty. He's got one, but I can't remember his call sign. But I know Matt, that does the Thursday night net, he has a 7300 too, but my El Cheapo here, to my knowledge, doesn't have what the 7300 has.
Blowing bells and whistles on the 7300. Sometimes it goes to places and I can't figure out how to get back to where I started, over.
Man, I don't have one of those, so I can't really help you with that, but when it comes to those bite those bear hunters around. They're using analog FM. Just have a reasonable antenna, being that simplex, and you should hear something. I hear it all the time, year to year, up here, around here.
For listening for that. Well, let me go. Good talk to you. You've given me some more information and things to chase down, but I want to see if I can figure out this timing on this laptop here. So we'll talk to you in the next couple of days. Over.
Happen to have the fixed station hooked up tonight since the threat of lightning is 2 or 3 days away, and I hadn't had it hooked up in a while, but it just happened to tonight, so... You changed your call sign, and I don't remember what this new one is anymore, but KI4LZI.
4, Echo Delta Whiskey, in for North Carolina. I could not get November Charlie. 4 for the area, and EDW, my initials. So November 4, Edward, Denmark, Washington. Although somebody told me the better one would be Norway 4, Europe, Denmark, Washington. Over.
I'll eventually get that call of yours in my head. I just haven't yet. But go ahead and carry on what you're doing, KI4LCI.
November 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, out